So I know I've been kind of rambling on a little bit. I feel like it helps. That's why I like to do my journal entries. Sometimes I'll do audio journal entries. Or like on my blog, I recently started something called microphone therapy, where I just talk. But that's what, baby? He sighed. You're a good boy. But that's where I talk about stuff more public. I know that I love putting the tree up every year for Christmas. We have a small apartment. And because the dog's crate has now taken up the living room pretty much, we do have some room, but it's room for Zappa to kind of play with his toys or for people to walk around. But the dog's crate has now taken up where the tree would normally go. And I'm not going to really be able to put up decorations this year. Although I'd like to, but this apartment's just not big enough. That's always a festive, fun activity, but there's always Christmas music and Christmas cookies, huh, Zappa? You gonna help me bake? So I know I've rambled on maybe perhaps too much. But, you know, it's tough. You know, I love the winter. I love Christmas. I love the holidays. But there's, you know, those bittersweet memories. You know, the year that a couple years before, a few years actually before my dad died, I think it was, I want to say it was 99. I don't remember what year it was, but my dad was making a videotape of us opening presents, and he was going to send it to my grandpa on my dad's side in Ohio, because my grandpa had only met me and not met my sister or my brothers. My grandpa had met me, though, when I was a baby, but they wanted to send a videotape. And, you know, we were opening up gifts and, you know, we were, you know, the kids were playing, we were playing, and we were talking, we had soft music on in the background. We were being a family, and those memories still stick in my mind, and I just think, you know, where are we now? I mean, people, I keep asking, how are my sisters, how are my brothers? And everyone's like, oh, they're okay. You know, oh, they're fine, they're fine, they're good. But it's like, well, I know, but I want to know about them. I mean, they're my family. You know, everybody's like keeping, it's almost as like my family's just keeping secrets. They're, everything is hidden under lock and key, and they still treat me sadly. Some of my aunts, they still treat me like a child. In fact, one day I remember we were at a supermarket, and this was fairly recent. This was right before I got Zappa. I would say maybe 7 months, 8 months ago. They were over visiting, and we went to the store. And you know how sometimes the bell rings when they're about to spray water on the veggies? Well, we were standing in the produce area, and all of a sudden the bell went ding. And it was a louder ding than I was used to, and it just kind of startled me a bit. Nothing major. Just kind of made me jump just a bit, because I was right there. And one of my aunts goes, oh, sweetheart, did that scare you? And I said, can you please not treat me like a child? And they're like, well, but it's hard not to, because we held you when you were a baby. I said, well, remember, your children have children. Do you treat, oh, come here, Zappa. Come here, baby. He's sniffing my nightgown, but he's kind of curly. No, don't lick my nightgown.
It's okay, baby. Come on. Zappa, come. He's sniffing my nightgown. What's on my nightgown that you like so much? You're weird. You know that? So, you know, and so I told him that. I said, do you treat your children like that? Especially in front of their children? No, Zappa, come. Zappa. Oh, Jesus. No. It's bedtime. It's bedtime. No, not the throw donut. No. Fui, no. Attaboy. Come. Yes. We're going to put you in your crate. So, that's what you experience in life, you know? I'm trying to remember where I left off. And I had told them that. I said, you know, show me the respect that you would show your children. You know, if you really care for me like a family member, then show that respect. And she's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to mean to offend you. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's really common sense. It really is. You know, I just recently turned 30. I mean, come on, people, you know. And because of that, because I demand that they show me that respect and that they stop treating me like a child because it is inappropriate. Frankly, it's embarrassing. I hate going to the store with them and then them saying, oh, sweetheart, or, oh, sweetie, be careful. I don't want you to hurt yourself. It's like, dude, can you, like, talk to me a little more like, well, just so you know, there's something in front of you. Be careful. You know, so it's like there's a wedge between my family. There's just so much distance and there's so much because I have to carry so many burdens. There's just so much spiritual distance. Like, you know, we're going to this church. I feel like it's the right place for my husband. You know, people are very nice to both of us there. And for my husband, he has this sense of belonging. And to me, that's the most important thing, is that people start including my husband. For me, I'm still getting into the swing of things at this new church. I enjoy the company. But for me, there's a kind of a different atmosphere for me. But I'm going because this is the place where I believe we belong as a couple. 1 minute, they're very nice to us. I enjoy, you know, being there with them. And for me, there's a different atmosphere there. But it's certainly a place my husband enjoys. In fact, you know, one of the guys is, Zappa, come. No. Come. Zappa. Come. Come here. Come. Come, Zappa. Come on. How about you go to your place? Zappa, go to your place. Come on. Go to your place. But there's just a spiritual distance. And not exactly sure where to turn with that. It's not a distance from God. I know that if it weren't for God, I wouldn't be here right now. That the strength all comes from God. Everything comes from God. There's just no way I'd be even talking to you right now. I'd be like, ah. Is that what you wanted? Okay, come on. Bedtime. Go to your place. Come on. Bedtime. Come on, go to your place. I love you too, but it's bedtime. Now go to your place. You are being ornery tonight.